The blackout was the knowledge that something big had happened during the race down 14 flights of stairs, a tape recorder in one hand, a flashlight in the other. It was the sight of a half dozen accused looters, handcuffed and lined up against a wall at the 24th Precinct Police Station. Among the loot on the floor, some clothing store dummies. The blackout was the fear of driving through pitch-black intersections, finding safety by following in the wake of a screaming ambulance as it raced through Midtown. There was the scene of hundreds of people reclining in the Hilton lobby and of bellboys passing out one candle per person for guests willing to climb the stairs to their rooms. In the morning's small hours, there was an awesome quiet in the Manhattan blackness, punctuated by occasional shrieks and the breaking of glass, the mobs in action. In the heat of daylight, the looters were still climbing through the windows of shops along Upper Broadway. The police didn't do much. There was little left to steal. The blackout was knowing that in some way, all New Yorkers were touched, young and old, rich and poor, the honest and the thief. It was a common bond. Only our reactions were different. I'm Don Swain.